This is the Family Without Limits podcast.
Here's your story, let's begin. The world is fine, come on, dive in. The future's here, it's right before your eyes. Step by step, you're on your way. Welcome to a brighter day. Don't you know, it feels good to be alive.
Welcome to the Family Without Limits podcast, where we share our journey and inspire you to explore the road less traveled. We talk all things family, travel, and online income.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Family Without Limits podcast. In this episode, we thought that we'd talk about something that is super important to both of us, I hope. We thought that we'd talk about marriage and business. Because let's face it, marriage on its own is not always easy. Business on its own is not always easy. So you put the combination together and it can be really interesting. So we've got some ideas of things that have helped us protect our marriage while navigating an online business, and also some of the kind of pitfalls of doing business and marriage together.
Yeah, so this should be a good one.
Tim, how have you been? Because I know that you haven't been so well, but I don't think everybody else does.
Yeah, I've been all right. I have had a bit of flu. You've called it man flu.
A little, but you were genuinely sick, and I acknowledge that.
Yeah, thank you. My wife's very supportive when I'm sick. Yeah, I think we've just all been a bit man down here and there, which is fine. So I've bounced back. I'm feeling good.
But that is the reason for the delay in our podcast. You know, you were sick, and then Josh was sick, and then Gracie was sick. So kind of we've all been a bit run down. So that's why we haven't been able to podcast as consistently as we would have liked.
Yeah, but still, it's always good doing this. Yeah, other than that, I guess on Friday I got my new camera. A lot of people listening might see, well, that's not that exciting. But for some context, I got, a professional grade camera back in 2009, which was the Canon 5D Mark II, for those of you that are into photography. And I just upgraded to the 5D Mark IV, which is a new one that came out last year from Canon. Really expensive camera, but really going to be great for the business, actually. When I say the business, I don't necessarily mean Family Without Limits, although we plan to do a lot more video. So that is the reason why we got it, because this camera handles video files much better than the previous one. So yeah, we're excited about that. So watch the space. I think we'll probably be doing some videos on Facebook pretty soon. And we've got a whole bunch of stuff. In fact, on Thursday last week, do you want to tell everyone some of the things they can expect down the road, potentially? I mean, these are high-level ideas, but...
Yeah, well, we were just talking really about how we can start developing Family Without Limits more and really how we can support our audience more. So we've been talking about doing some really exciting challenges to look at getting an online business started if that's where you're at. So a couple of challenges around that. We're looking at doing some videos around kind of behind the scenes of our business, how we developed it from scratch. When we say our business, we're not talking about Family Without Limits. We have another online business that supports us full time. And both Tim and I work on the business together. So a behind the scenes look at how we can do that or how we built that. And then we're going to look a little bit further down the line about what other kind of services we can start offering.
Yeah, I think we're quite excited about actually taking people on the behind the scenes tour. The reason why we don't really mention our business too much, and we've mentioned this before on this podcast, is because it's a bit sensitive in terms of women health issues and that sort of thing. But I think showing people behind the scenes, kind of on a more exclusive basis, which will obviously be free, I think we feel okay about that, you know. Probably have to just give us your email address to get access. So it's going to eliminate a few people having access to those files. But besides that, yeah, I think we're quite excited about sharing a bit more of our journey, how we've got here, because I know a lot of you out there are quite intrigued. So hopefully the intrigue will still be there. And when we announce this, you can jump in and take a look.
Sorry, the only other kind of really cool thing for us at the moment is the build up to Christmas. We've been doing loads of family things. We've got quite a lot on the go. And it's just been a really, really nice time of year. Really different, we were just saying, because South Africa, it's summer, it's hot. People spend the days on the beach or out and about. And it kind of feels like Christmas suddenly arrives. You know, it's like a couple of days before Christmas and you realize you haven't done any Christmas shopping. Where in the UK, it's a really long, slow build up to Christmas, which we're really, really enjoying. I'm really enjoying kind of the slower pace, spending more time with the kids, doing lots of kind of lovely wintry activities. It's been really fun.
Our son Josh is going to be 4 in a couple of days' time. We have actually never spent a Christmas just with us, just the 4 of us. The last few, we've been back in Cape Town. Well, for two of those, we've been in Cape Town, and the rest, we've been with family. We are very much excited just to spend the day with the four of us.
Should be good.
Yeah, and I think some lovely people we've met down here, and I think a lot of people know that we're going to be kind of alone, and they're very kindly inviting us to join them with their families. And I think we're actually quite happy to decline in this case, and we're actually being honest, just saying, well, look, we're excited about taking the day as it comes on Christmas Day, seeing it through the kids' eyes, not having to be anywhere. It's going to be a bit of a nice change for us. So
yeah, I'm excited not to have to cook like a full-on chicken. I mean, a full-on Christmas lunch.
So what are we eating then that day? We haven't discussed this. Are we going to have bread and sandwiches?
Absolutely. Soup and toast. No, I'm kidding. I will do a roast, but I'm glad that I don't have to do like a four-course meal. It is just the four of us. So it'll just be nice to have a low-key Christmas.
Exactly. Sorry, the dog is scratching on the door. That's the newest member of our family. Okay, so the dog is in the office. So today we're talking about a marriage and business. And this is quite a big topic. I think we're just going to have a chat around it. We're not going to cover everything there is to know on this point. Hopefully over time we will get into it. Before we get started in just chatting about what we wanted to, I just wanted to do a quick shout out. My friend Dale has just started a podcast with his wife, and it's called The Quick and Dirty Podcast. They are a couple that actually, I think they came across Family Without Limits podcast originally when we first started. And Dale and myself have been in touch even this last week. We actually, he was on Instagram saying he wants to wake up really early in the morning. And anyone else keen to join him on the challenge? And I was like, yep, I'm up for that. So it's been quite nice. We've been keeping each other accountable to waking up early. Dale, thanks for that. It's been good. But yeah, just want to quickly shout out their podcast. Go and search. It should be on iTunes, The Quick and Dirty Podcast. The reason why this is applicable is they're talking very honestly around their marriage specifically and their family life. And I listened to the first episode, and what was refreshing to me was just the kind of vulnerability from their side. They really are a great family, and a family we enjoy kind of watching on Instagram. So anyway, just a quick shout out to them. Go and take a listen.
When thinking about kind of marriage and business, I think that it's really important to think about your specific situation, because obviously for Tim and I, we in this together, we work on the same business together. And whether that be an online business or more of a physical business or a service-based business, there are loads of husband and wife teams kind of in business. Or it might be that your partner or your husband or your wife has their own business. And running a business, as we all know, is super time consuming. And it can put a lot of stress and strain on the person running the business and on the family as a whole. So I think it's important to talk through some of those possible pitfalls. And then Tim and I will share with you kind of the things that we do to protect our own marriage. And obviously, this is not something that we have down 100%. Obviously, we have periods where it's particularly bad, but we'll just share some of the things that we do that help. So Tim, my love, what would you say, what are one of the most difficult things about online business or working with me? What are the things you struggle with?
Oh boy, I don't want to end up on the couch. I've got to be careful. This is going to be interesting because we haven't really thought about this before, and we thought we'd just fire some questions at each other. One of the things that's hard, oh man, I mean, generally I'm going to say balancing our life in general. The business is online, so it's always there, which is a huge pain in a lot of ways. And a huge blessing in a lot of ways, because it's always working for us, even if we're not looking at it. But if we get a support thing, I think that's some of my frustration. Sometimes you would be on your phone a lot. And I know this is going to be, you're going to point the finger back at me in that way. But yeah, that can be a frustration at times, especially if we just want to be together without thinking about anything. And I must say, we are quite good at, if we on a date or anything like that, or we're out for an evening, we will make a rule not to look at our phone. So I'm not saying we're addicted all the time, but I'm saying sometimes around the house, you know, if I just want to have a random chat and I see you on your phone, I don't want to interrupt you, and half the time it's not necessary.
Yeah, that's true. I own up to that. I agree. I'm on my phone too much, and sometimes I'm trying to be more aware of being on the phone. I think one of the things, one of the things that frustrates you too is that, and also that can be difficult for me, is when Tim sees support tickets coming through. Kind of he can get quite frustrated if I don't deal with them in what he perceives as a timely manner. But I also have to juggle kind of the home and the fact that we homeschool our daughter. So I feel sometimes for me, I feel a bit frustrated that yes, I realize that those are support tickets, they need to be dealt with. But I struggle to split my time kind of when I'm with the kids. I want to be 100% with the kids. I don't want to have to feel like the business is pulling me away from them. So that's definitely something that I struggle with.
Yeah, and I think we've always painted a very good picture of, or realistic picture, that, you know, the freedom that this business has really brought to our lives, and it has with the family. In saying that, as Terence mentioned, some of these little niggles are parts of the reality. And I don't think anyone's going to ever own up to the fact that they've got this area down.
No.
But yeah, it's something we could definitely work on. And our kids get definitely a lot of undivided attention, especially yours. Some of my frustration is that I feel that I need to be in the office often when I don't need to be. And that's a mindset issue that I need to work around.
Yeah. And I guess for me, the other thing is that whether it's an online business or any business, I think that it becomes kind of, we've spoken about juggling and drawing the lines, kind of having boundaries becomes more tricky. So say, for example, on a Thursday morning, we drive Gracie to Forest School, which is about a 40-minute drive. And it's very easy for us to kind of lapse into talking about business. And she's often commented, like, you guys are always talking about work. And I think that can be quite frustrating with for her. So it's finding, kind of drawing a boundary where you decide that actually the business, we're not going to talk about the business. We're just going to focus on being with the family, being with the kids, being with each other, like even date nights, you know, date nights, it can be quite easy to just lapse into talking about the business. But actually, the business is just one element of our lives. There is so much more that deserves our attention, both as individuals and as a couple. Make sure that we're sharing all of our lives, not just the business aspect of it.
Yeah, I think if you've got a job, I know a lot of people take work home with them. I think what was one of the easy things for me when I had a job was to go and do what I did 9 to 5, and then as a project manager, and then leave it at the door and then come home. A little bit easier with the business, as I say, it's kind of with us all the time. And again, it's a good thing because we got to serve it because it serves us. So it's not a bad thing, but I think you're right. It is trying to learn how to switch off there a bit more and set those boundaries. I think I haven't been that good at that at times, you know, where I'll have a new idea and I think, oh, we should try this, or let's try this in 2 months' time to see if we can do X, Y, and Z, and we'll start brainstorming, and you might not be in the place of needing to hear that right then. And sometimes I need to just, okay, there's a time and a place, you know, I should just jot that down and come back to it later, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it is true, because you kind of, the way that we split our time is that Tim is very much takes the lead on a lot of the business things while I take the lead on the homeschooling elements. So he does spend a lot more time thinking about the business and working on the business and kind of innovating. So I sometimes feel like I'm playing catch up with him when he's doing that.
Yeah, but I mean, as Taryn said, boundaries, I think, is one of the most important things. And I don't think boundaries have to be as complicated as we make them out to be. You know, we're juggling a lot of things, but something that's going to help is a communication. And that's probably a big thing, which is a nice segue into that, because I think we mentioned in the previous podcast that on Sunday evenings, we like to sit together and just chat about what's happened the last week, have a general chat, and then look at specifically what's happening around the family, our lives as a whole. And, you know, when you see your lives as a whole, when you throw business in as well, in terms of what has to happen this week, both for the kids, maybe we've got personal things we want to do, and then also the business, when you see it in context and you see the actual week laid out before you, it's okay. It's not as overwhelming as it could first appear. So I think just setting those expectations and communicating clearly about, you know, where we're going to place things, what we're going to achieve this week. There's no point us trying to achieve unrealistic goals for the business. And sometimes we are a bit too ambitious in some ways. And it doesn't mean that ambition leads to a lot of time, because we don't have that. But if we have a big project in mind, we can't actually just do that all. It will just kill us. And we've done that before. We've worked really, really hard on a project. Remember how stressed out we used to get in some of those product launches?
Big time.
Wow. I mean, although we've got a good story about the product launch where we did an incredible amount of income in 1 week, the 2 weeks prior and after, wow, it was...
takes its toll.
It's very taxing.
And that is the other point that I wanted to make, is that when things are going badly, say the business isn't doing very well, or we're under financial pressure, or we're doing a product launch, both of us are involved with that. Normally, if you have one person who's working and going through a really stressful time at work, generally the other person is kind of at a place where they're able to take more of the reins of the family. There's a kind of balance where when you're doing business together, you're kind of both in the pressure cooker at the same time. And that can be really difficult to, you know, it can really impact on your relationship, but it can also really impact on the children. I think it's when you know that you're going to be under pressure, it's finding extra ways to kind of relieve some of that pressure and also make sure that the kids are well supported kind of during that time.
And I think for seasonal work, on short births like that, you have to give yourself grace. And this is something we had to learn. As long as it was for that definitive time. So for those 2 weeks, for example, we knew we were going to be crazy. So we put extra measures in place where the kids were looked after slightly more than usual, which of course then invokes a bit
Sorry, when you say looked after slightly more than usual, you mean not by us.
Not by us, exactly. So what happens is then you have this guilt cycle. And I saw that happen because it's like, oh man, we're not with the kids as much as we normally are, which is ridiculous because we're with them way more than the average parent who works. So I think it is looking at your life in context, right? It just depends on where you're at that time. And to give yourself that grace, I think often with an online business, you end up walking a very gray line, especially how we have homeschooling. We work together on our business. Everything's merged into one and the lines are blurred. Mm. You know, if you're going to work, you're in work mode. It's black or white, however you want to look at it. That's what you're doing. You get home and then it's a different phase where for us, it's all merging into one. So I think it's just, it's a very cool way of living, but it's very different.
Mm.
And it's just something that takes practice to get used to. And I think acknowledging that it is going to be a bit hard and then to keep the communication lines in, as we've discussed, becomes even more critical.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, Tim's already spoken about how we find communication super important. And some of the other things that really help us is clearly defining kind of when we are just purely focused on the family. And obviously there are times like when we're taking Gracie to Forest School or during the weekend, it's not like we never talk about business when we are not in the office together, because we often do talk about business, but it might be when the kids are in bed or when the kids are engaged and doing something, you know. So it's about being really intentional with your time and the things that you're speaking about. It's being really intentional with the time that you have with the children. And just about being intentional with that time, it's also really important to be intentional with the time that you have with each other. So there are times when Tim and I specifically don't talk about the business and we just spend time together. We hang out, we have fun, we do things that we would have done when we first met. Do you know what I mean? It's all about kind of keeping the relationship alive and making sure that you are nurturing your marriage.
Yeah, for us, the business needs to fit into our lifestyle, which is the whole point. And again, it becomes a gray area. But I think on the whole, we're doing okay with that. You know, and this is after like 5 years of doing it, we're slowly learning. It takes a while for these things to set in.
I mean, the other thing, it does take a while. But the other thing is that what I never thought would happen, which has happened, is that I genuinely enjoy doing business with Tim. This is like, it's like another whole facet of our relationship. And I get excited when we talk about the business together. It's like we're on an adventure together. So it's not all bad. I mean, talking about the business, you know, kind of on a Thursday when Gracie's at Forest School and we have the whole day to talk and to work on the business, that's also one of our dates. You know, it's like we have time together. We have time to explore this kind of different part of each other. And I think it's really exciting. It's a really exciting aspect of our relationship.
Half the time when we're talking about online business, it's not specifically around our business. It's around actually dreaming. And this is what's great about having your own business and doing what we're doing, is that you can dream bigger. If you're in a job, you can aim for that promotion, you know, which might be like, say, a year away. And even then, it's going to be, what, a 5% or okay, whatever. I don't know what 5% would be, way too much. It's a very tiny incremental increase. Where I think with us, you know, could we double our income in a year? Quite possibly. We've got some goals coming up down the line in the next 2 years. And it's like, how do we make those goals reality? So we focus a lot on goals, not money. I think we spoke about this previously, where it's how can we buy more freedom for our family? That's how we're phrasing things. But when you talk about that, all of a sudden, it's not a pressure thing. You know what I mean? If you talk about bills and stuff and your income, that becomes a negative chain of thought in your head because you're like, oh man, yeah, you know, we're not ready. How are we going to do this all? For us, it's opposite. It's more exciting.
It is, but I need to put a caveat on that. And the caveat is that it's taken the best part of 4.5 years to get to a point where kind of the business was meeting our expenses, which it is doing now. But in the beginning, our dream was that we would meet expenses. I mean, we got into a lot of debt to start the business. Things were really, really, really hard. So when we say that now we're able to dream bigger and we're not just thinking about meeting bills, it is incredible to be in this position. But it is only a position that we've recently reached. You know, it's only in the last 6 months that we got out of debt that the business is paying our bills. It was very hard for kind of the first 4 years.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got a bit of excess, you know, and we're up to date on all our tax. So it is, you're right. It has been a long journey of getting there. And I think in a lot of ways, that's really brought us closer together because you go through adversity together, you go through challenges together. That's going to go one of two ways. You're either going to implode communication-wise, everything's going to go downhill. Your relationship's going to suffer for it. And while I guess at times we felt that possibly it was happening, we had to walk through those struggles and those hardships and open those communication lines again. And then when we came through the other side of that, we can look back now and say, wow, we're proud of each other. Mm. We're proud of our marriage. We're proud of our kids. Even though we don't go around thinking that even every day, I'm just saying, if you actually look back, wow, we have achieved a lot and we've stuck it out together and we've been a good team.
Mm, we have been. Yeah, it's good. It is good to look back. And I guess, especially at this time of year with Christmas and New Year, it is that time of year where you kind of become retrospective and introspective and think about where you've been and where you're heading.
Yeah, so I hope this has been a little bit of an interesting conversation piece for you to listen into. This is definitely not a definitive guide. I think marriage and working together with an online business is going to be quite a big theme in future episodes. So we'll probably, you know, speak about different aspects of that and what that looks like. But I hope this has given you a little bit of encouragement. If you are thinking about starting a business with your partner, we would strongly advise you to definitely look into that. We want to help couples define what it looks like to work together. We want to set up some kind of matrix system. What I mean by that is like filling in a questionnaire together kind of system where it outputs at the end, you know, you might want to reconsider this, or, hey, it looks like, you know, you guys could work well. And I know you're never going to know until you do it. I think what we want to try and do is somehow help couples on this journey of starting out. You know, we started, we've gone through the hardships, we've made it happen, we're earning money online. Yeah, six figures, which is a big deal for us. So I feel like in a way we've earned our little badge of getting this far anyway. We want to take what we've learned and try and help couples in this area. It's not just about the business side, it's more on the emotional side of making sure that couples are going in with a good start.
Yeah, there are so many thousands of entrepreneurs out there who speak about online business and how to get started in the online business world. And so our passion really is to focus on couples and families who want to use an online business as a vehicle to get freedom. So our heart really is to encourage couples in starting and getting going on an online business.
That is definitely where we want to put our focus. Anyway, thank you for listening in. I think let's wrap this up. Two things before we head off. Number one, please go and check out the Quick and Dirty podcast with Dale and Heather, as I mentioned. I think they'll appreciate the support. Number two, if you are newly subscribed or you are here or you've listened to us for a while even, please can you rate us on iTunes? That just helps us out. We really appreciate that. You can find us on Instagram at Family Without Limits. Cool. Enjoy your festive season.
Yeah, I hope it's a really good one with your family.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, you could be larger than life.